I know.
Several wind energy committee meetings. I have a brand new grandchild, so that's been the taking up most of my time. Other than that, I don't have a whole lot to report either. So we're going to move on to unfinished business. Being none, we're going to move to new business. Item 11A, discuss and consider approving collective bargaining agreement with operating engineers. Local Union Number 3 AFL-CIO regarding the terms of employment, working conditions, compensation, and benefits for the represented employees of the district.
Don't know why this thing is giving me a hard time. Can you advance it a couple slides, Bindi? That one. So within the collective bargaining agreements with the union, first and foremost, I really want to thank the union for working really closely with us. We, and also the offshore, I'm sorry, the Labor Relations Committee, Aaron Newman and Stephen Coleman. We've been meeting and it's pretty much continuously since February, and we're able to complete the bargaining agreement with the operating and engineers. So it's a three-year agreement that's going to go through June 30th of 2026. As part of the new minimum wage requirements, we're agreeing to reclassify the marina assistant and the boatyard job classification to class three on the salary schedule. And then we, last year, we created a second shift, and that was really to have increased security on Woodley Island Marina between 3 p.m. and 12 a.m., and also to do janitorial and other things at night. And so there's going to be a dollar an hour shift differential for that second shift. And then we clarified that the work hours for the office employees are 8 to 5 and the field employees are 7:30 to 4 because the office employees take an hour lunch and the field employees have a half hour lunch. And then we also committed to giving the work schedule 10 days prior to posting the schedule in case there's any conflict that the employee has. Probably the biggest, one of the biggest items that we did is we're shifting plans into the CalPERS health insurance plan from what our current health plan is. And we are shifting into the cost sharing on the premium to district would pay 85% and the employee would pay 15% based on the difference between the CalPERS gold plan and the CalPERS platinum plan. Basically, the midpoint is where that is at. And that's significantly different from what the current health insurance is, where the district pays 100% for the employee and then for a two-person household, the employee pays $89 and the district pays the rest. And for a family, they pay approximately, I forget exactly what it is, $189, I think it is. And the district pays the rest. And so we're switching into this 85-15, which results in fairly significant savings for the district. But to compensate the employees, we're giving the employees $2 an hour salary increase, and that's to help to cover the additional deductible, and also to help to cover some of the cost of the increased premium that the employees are taking on. And if an employee opts out of health insurance, if their spouse has health insurance someplace else and it's qualifying, then we would pay the employee $400, and then we would not have to pay any additional health premium. And then a couple of the key things that go with switching over to CalPERS is that there's basically a retiree health insurance would continue through life by switching over to the CalPERS. And so if an employee retires from the Harbor District, then we would be going under what's called the CalPERS minimum unequal method. And under that system, the district would pay, it's currently set in 2024 at $157 per month. And then the employee would put, or the retiree would pay the rest of the premium costs above the $157 per month. And so that was all part of the negotiation. And currently, all of the Harbor District employees, when the Harbor District was originally set up, none of the employees are eligible for Social Security. And so, in other words, in the paychecks that the Harbor District employees have, there's no Social Security deductions taken from their paycheck. And so, therefore, if they start out as an employee with the Harbor District and work their entire career, they would not be eligible to receive Social Security benefits. That's the current system that we're in. And so we agreed, and really this was a district initiated item, that the district will begin the process to get employees signed up for Social Security benefits. We think that's going to take 12 to 18 months to take place. And there's an additional startup fee that goes in. And then at that point, once we get into the system, then the employees would have a standard Social Security deduction. But at that point, they would be eligible for Social Security benefits when they reach the Social Security age. Go ahead, Mindy. And then lastly, is there is a salary increase of $1.50 per hour, retroactive back to July 1st, 2023. And then next July, there would be an $1.25 an hour. And then the following year, July 1st, 2025, there would be an additional $1.25 per hour wage increase. And so that is the primary changes to the collective bargaining agreement. And what the staff recommendation is for the to authorize the board president to sign the bargaining agreement, and then to direct staff to prepare a similar salary schedule for the mid-management employees that would reflect a similar pay raise, and switching over to the CalPERS health plan for the management employees, similar to, because we can't have two different health plans. Can't have management on one health plan and the employees on another. You have to be in one plan. And then to direct staff to coordinate with CalPERS and the Social Security Administration to begin the process to set up and transfer those programs. We anticipate coming back to the board probably in November time period with a resolution to CalPERS that the board would sign and then authorize us to begin the enrollment period into the CalPERS health insurance program. And so that's my report, and I'd be happy to entertain any questions. And I just again wanted to thank Aaron and Stephen for all the times that we met on this issue.
We have a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion that we approve collective bargaining agreement with Operating Engineers Local Union Number 3 AFL-CIO regarding the terms of employment, working conditions, compensation, and benefits for the represented employees of the district.
And I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Yeah, I just want to be sure I understand this well, because I'm not on that committee, before I commit a vote to it. So this was done through collective bargaining with with union representatives?
Yes.
And is the Social Security signing up for Social Security because they were in a pension program and therefore didn't have to do Social Security? So as they sign up for Social Security, will that affect their pension program in any way?
Just augment it, right?
It will affect their CalPERS pension. They will be getting, in other words, when we enroll in the Social Security program, the existing employees, they can vote to opt out and not participate in.
Right.
And so if the existing employees, if they choose not to go into Social Security, they can opt out. But all future employees would be required to participate in Social Security. Within the CalPERS system, if you, like what we currently have, if you're not eligible for Social Security, you get a little bit higher of a CalPERS pension. And so when we switch this over to Social Security, then the employees will receive a little bit less of a CalPERS retirement if they opt into the Social Security program. But that's a voluntary thing, and it will be up to the individual employee to make that decision.
But overall, they'd have a better retirement situation.
It's an individual case-by-case basis, but as a whole is that, you know, if you start out working for the district and work for, you know, say 30 years for the district, then you would receive, you know, the full amount that you would be eligible for Social Security, just like anybody else, plus you would receive the CalPERS benefit, which it would be a significant more than what they're currently receiving.
I know that there's a cost share and then there's an offset by the $2 raise. So I'm happy to see that. And as someone who is through the university is on CalPERS Gold, there just really isn't a better deal to be had in Humboldt County. So I think they're going to be happy about it.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments from the board?
No, I would just say that this was the result of many months of negotiations and back and forth. So I think this was a lot of their proposals. And from what I understood, they're satisfied with this.
So would you consider amending your motion? Because you just did the item number one to do the item number two, which is to direct us to do the mid-management salary schedule.
Oh, I should have read the recommendation, huh? Yes, I amend my motion to direct staff to do those A and B.
Thank you.
Second approves.
All right. Thanks for everybody that's worked so hard on this, from the staff to our commissioners, because it's really important to get through this process and to do it with some legitimacy and patience and compassion. Anyways, I'm going to take this to the audience. Would anybody care to comment on our collective bargaining agreement? Seeing none, I'm going to bring it back to the board.
And that's something I didn't say. It's just that, and I know we all know this, but we have a very high quality staff, and they deserve, and as every bit, and as we continue to grow, I hope we're able to continue to add more benefits.
Well said. Good set there. Okay, so this is not a resolution. So we're just going to say to all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed. Motion passes unanimously. So we have a collective bargaining agreement. Well, we will as soon as we sign it. Mm-hmm. Very good. I'm going to move on to item B. Consider adopting resolution 2023-17, an initial study mitigated negative declaration, and establishing findings relative to and approving Harbor District Permit 2023-02 with conditions for the Manila Community Service District Flood Reduction and Drainage Enhancement Project.
Wow.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Right, Steve.
Say that three times fast.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to make sure the next one has a much longer title than
You've been winning. So you've been winning.
So following your lead in past meetings for district permits, I kept this relatively brief. All the details are in the staff report provided to you, but I'll just give you a quick summary. So here's staff recommendation, which is effectively to adopt the mitigated negative declaration and approve the district permit 2302. I think it's always good to just clarify what part of the world we're talking about. So here in Humboldt Bay, zooming in on that area around Mad River Slough, and then zooming in again here, the Manila Community Service District is working on a stormwater drainage improvement project in that general area, and then around Young Lane. And then zooming in just a little bit to the south of there, in this general area here, Peerless Lane and Mill Avenue. So both of which are stormwater projects. Manila CSD has already completed CEQA for this, which is required before we can approve our permits. So the project effectively consists of improvements, including clearing and grading of existing drainage, ditches, bioswales, replacements of failing or undersized culverts, new culverts, drainage ditches, bioswales, and rain gardens. The goal of the project is to reduce flooding, increase climate change resiliency, and enhance ecosystem services. This is in your staff report. Just zooming in, this is, you know, the project, the different components of the project. It's a visual summary. And then at the other location, a simple visual summary of what's happening. And their staff recommendation.
Thanks, Rob.
Motion on that yet?
No, I do not have a motion.
I'll make a motion that we adopt an initial study, mitigated negative declaration, and establish findings relative to the permit application and approve permit 2023-02 with conditions for the Manila CSD flood reduction and drainage enhancement project.
I'll second that motion.
You're not going to read the whole thing?
Nope.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion from the board?
Yeah, I have a question, Rob. I mean, some of this, you know, in reading the report, it seems like a fair amount of it's really operations and maintenance. And then, you know, and then there's a few, you know, there's some new construction, but some of it almost seems like best management practices. What really keyed the need for an initial study and, you know, mitigated negative declaration for this?
Well, so
opposed to just exempting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Manila CSD really did the CEQA document, and mm-hmm. we are adopting it as a cooperating agency.
Okay.
Because the California Harbors Navigation Code says that we have to issue permits for any project that touches tidally influenced waters, yes. and the edge of the culvert touches tidally influenced waters, which triggered our involvement barely. And so the resolution finds that we think that the CSD did an adequate job with CEQA. If mm-hmm. they did more than is required, you know, that's fine. But what you would be adopting tonight is you're finding that their CEQA document is adequate and approving our permit.
Good. Glad to hear we're not part of government overreach in some way. All right.
Good. Any other comments from the board? I'm going to take it to the public. Would anybody care to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'm going to bring it back to the board. I have a motion and a second. This is a resolution, so I'm going to need Larry to do a roll call.
Commissioner Benson?
Yes.
Commissioner Coleman?
Yes.
Commissioner Newman?
Yes.
And President Dale?
Yes. Motion passes. Thank you. So now we are moving on to item 11C, consider adopting resolution 2023-16, a resolution adopting an initial study negative declaration and establishing findings relative to and approving Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District permit 2022-06 with conditions for the Mad River Slough Shellfish Nursery Project. Go, please.
All right. So this is a great project. The applicants are in the audience. If you had questions for them, same as last time, I'm going to give you a basic summary, but the details are in the staff report.
I don't know why that thing goes. You noticed that before.
Yeah.
Staff recommendations to adopt. This time we are the lead agency for the CEQA documents, so adopt an initial study negative declaration, no mitigation, and approve permit 2206 with conditions. And those are our standard conditions. So back to geography, just what part of the world we're talking about. That's Arcata on the right. We are zooming in up here, up in the upper end of Mad River Slough. It's a former oyster cultivation site that's being reestablished. The project's to restart a previously operational shellfish nursery utilizing a combination of existing upland seed setting facilities and upwelling tanks and a new flupsy and water intake rafts in the Mad River Slough. The action includes adopting the CEQA document and approving a harbor district permit. This map is shown in your staff report summarizing the activities that they plan on doing. And your staff's recommendation.
Thank you. Do I have a motion?
I move that we approve the resolution.
Not going to read it like I did? No. Second. I'll second.
I have a motion.
Permit, the resolution and permit?
Yes.
Motion and second. Any discussion from the board?
I'm curious if there are, you know, as there's more and more recreation, just to, you know, fit with our recreation mission too, as there's, I see more and more kayakers up Mad River Slough, and I'm just wondering if there's any concern about recreational use of that area and compatibility with the shellfish.
Pretty far up the slough,
right? It is far up the slough, but definitely kayakable in a higher tide. My evaluation is that it won't have any impact on recreational activities.
I believe they've experienced lots of kayakers, lots of recreational users in the slough, and they've been very compatible for decades. So the project sponsors are here. We could ask them.
Yeah, because I think that's part of the water trails program.
It is
in there. So I just was just curious about that. I didn't read anything in the report about it.
They're probably part of the water trails.
Okay. Yeah, I would say as proposed and what you would be approving, none of the equipment would interfere with kayaking.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
That's correct. So I'm going to take it to the audience. Anybody from the audience care to speak?
Well, I'll say something just real quick.
Bill, please step up to the microphone. Tell us who you are and where you're from. And
my name is William Rich. My wife Kimberly and I are on this. This is our gig. Thank you very much, commissioners, for considering this permit and staff and the Laco Vanessa Laco, who worked hard, and folks here in the audience who also helped. We think this is a good project. We look to you guys as our partners on this, we trust that you guys are going to be looking out for us also. You know, lots of projects coming for the bay, and you know, the shellfish industry is also important, and so we look forward to working with everybody here. Thank you very much for your consideration.
Thank you, Bill. So I have a motion and a second. Taking no other comments from the audience. The board has discussed it. All in favor? Oh, it's a resolution. Please, Larry.
Commissioner Newman.
Yes.
Commissioner Coleman.
Yes.
Commissioner Benson.
Yes.
And President Dale.
Yes. Motion passes unanimously. Go to work. Let's get this going.
Yeah. Thanks for your entrepreneurial spirit and humble day. Appreciate it.
All right, moving on to item 11D. Consider approving a $200,000 budget adjustment to account number 52109, outside services, for additional consulting services.
Yeah, staff recommends that we do this. A budget appropriation is that included in your packet is kind of a cash flow analysis and when we prepared the budget. And we looked at the budget and that we have a lot of projects that are going on right now. And we have had some staff turnover in the last couple of months, and we're going to have additional staff turnovers in the coming months. And so in order to prepare for this transition that we're having, and we're in this really key critical moment in a number of different projects, that We were discussing this with the offshore wind subcommittee, and we really felt like it was the time to make an investment in the projects. And there's a number of things that we are really kind of looking like we need to focus on. And on the one hand is on the new terminal project that we, it's pretty apparent that in the state, we need to do dramatically increase our outreach to the community, in the to the tribes, to the region. But we also need to increase our lobbying efforts at the state and the federal level. And so that's going to take a lot of work and a lot of effort to kind of coordinate all of this community outreach, lobbying, working with all of our partner agencies. At the same time, we just submitted a approximately $425 million grant application for an $865 million project. In order to get those kinds of money, they don't give those to you unless you really are out there convincing people that you have the project that you're ready to do. And so the reality is that $865 million is just the phase one of the project. Our project needs about $1.5 billion. And that's what it is today. And so in order to really be competitive, we need to be out there and coordinating with our consultants and other people to really convince people that this is a great project. And so the offshore wind isn't the only thing. Is we've come to you and we've talked about the Shelter Cove jetty reconstruction project. This is a complete reconstruction of a jetty, the environmental review that's going to have to take place down there to get the coastal development permits and completely rebuild the jetty. This is a big project that we're just about ready to get undertaken. And there are several other projects that we have. And so with that, we really did a close look at the budget, and with maintaining the minimum $650,000 reserves, we believe that we'd like to recommend starting with a $200,000 appropriation at this level. And that would give staff the time to really do some direction to come up with what are the strategic plan and the consultant and the staffing needs that we have. The recommendation is to do this one time, and then we will likely come back a second time, likely in November or December time period after we complete the dredging operations here, because we need to make sure there aren't any significant cost overruns on that project, and we don't want to overcommit. And that project should be completed by the first part of November at the very latest, even if we get an extension of the time period. Overall, we're looking for the board to approve $200,000, and we'll probably come back with an additional $100,000 to $200,000 appropriation towards the end of the year as we're moving forward with our transition planning. So I'm available for any questions that you might have. And that's my recommendation.
I have a question. First of all, we've got to get work done, and we need help to do it. And we're a little bit hobbled, and my hat's off to our staff for how much they're keeping afloat, really being understaffed. And I know that I have a little bit of a love-hate relationship with consultants. I've been a consultant to the district, so I shouldn't be speaking out of turn. But you know, I also want to make sure that we invest in staff. And it sounds like this isn't precluding, a future ask to put that training into staff. So as much as we can do in house, we do, and to reduce our reliance on consultants, kind of over time. So is what I'm seeing here, what I expected to vote on was $200,000 budget, not earmarked specifically for consultants, that could also be staff. But am I understanding this motion correctly, that this is definitely earmarked for consultants and not for staff at this time?
Yes, in this account, we're asking this to go into the consulting services, uh-huh, because we feel like we need to get started on the process. But then when we come back in November, December, right, time period for an additional 100,000 approximately, that could go towards staffing or other things. At this point, kind of really the discussion is, we would There's really is two parts of this. In the first place, we're not going to spend $200,000 in the next couple of months.
Right.
And what we're really asking the board to do is to tell us to come up with a plan for $200,000 to $400,000 range that staff believes that we're going to need in order to implement this project. And there's probably going to be a short term, you know, a midterm, and then a longer term strategy within this. But really, it's we can't do that with honestly, we can't do a jumpstart with staffing. That's a long term investment. Understood. It's not, we all want to do staffing too, but we're at a point where we really need really trained professional services that you can really only get from consultants.
Got it. Thank you.
So I need a motion and a second, if anyone would be so kind.
I'll make a motion to approve the $200,000 budget adjustment.
Second.
Thank you. Any other comments? Any other comments from the board?
No, just I guess yes. That I agree that this is necessary and we need certain expert level work on some of these things coming up. In fact, I'm expecting this ask to be significantly higher than this in the coming year. I would imagine this. If I'm surprised at anything, is how small the number is.
Well, I think it's a start.
Yeah,
I mean that's what our goal is. This money is in our budget. We just relocated funds in the budget, and I think we are like Larry said, we're in this place where we need some help. We need some advice, and this is going to help us do that. I think. What you and I will we all need to start thinking about is our strategic plan and that planning effort, which is going to take some funding and some time. We don't have the time right now, but we're going to have to put some time into that. And as a board, identify stakeholders, you know, schedule meetings outside of our board meetings and go through a long drawn out stakeholder process. And that's going to be stakeholder input process. Mm-hmm. And that will be telling for us, but that's not what this is all about. So I think, are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Are you all done? We'll take it to the audience. Anybody care to speak on this item? Seeing none, I am going to bring it back for a vote. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. We will move on to item 11E, discuss and consider approving employment agreement with Chris Mickelson and discuss succession planning for the role of executive director.
So, first and foremost, I saw there was an article in the Lost Coast Outpost today that said that I was going to be retiring at the end of this year. And so, yes, I am retiring at the end of this year. And so it's time to do succession planning. And the first step in the succession planning is my recommendation is that the board approve a contract with Chris Mickelson as the new executive director of the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District. I think Chris is going to do a great job, and I wholeheartedly recommend him for that. Within the transition plan is that even though my contract would go through the end of the year, that we would take we're starting to do strategic planning right now, looking at the budget appropriation that the board did, of how the staff is going to all work together and what the plan is in this transition. But the way the contract is laid out is that Chris would be the executive director effective December 1st, 2023. I would stay on through the month of December and help to kind of close out projects and do other things, including cleaning the toilets, if so directed by Mr. Mickelson. So my recommendation is to approve the employment agreement for Chris.
Thank you. Do I have a motion second?
So I'll make a motion. Oh, go ahead, Aaron.
So move.
Okay.
In the second. I have a motion and a second. Any discussion from the board?
Also, why first, I guess I'll say, even though, you know, we're going to have you around here, for a little while to kick around still, that, I can't say enough about the difference between where the district is now compared to where it was when it started. So I really thank you for all that. And I think keeping on a good forward path is very important. I know a lot of discussion and thought has gone into this decision. I think it's the right way to go. We have a fantastic staff right now. Just talking how great our workers are, our staff are, but our management staff is equally, commendable, and the work that they're doing. And I think there's a great plan, an opportunity for strategic planning, but a great plan for how the work can be held up by a lot of different roles. So I'm very happy about it. Look forward to giving you a really hard time. Okay, so over the coming years, so that should be fun. And I'm all in favor of this.
I just want to say, did it all that. Andrew did a great job. Look forward to the future. And you're really not going to leave or keeping your around.
Well, I know, like, the last few times you tried to retire, we just refused to pass it, so you had to stick around. So I don't know if we can get away with that again.
It's good in organizations to have dynamic change. And we're super fortunate to have such deep talent in our staff. And there was consideration of other folk as well for this position, and we just really support the staff in their roles, and we want to keep incentivizing the good staff that we have to stick around and make sure that they're getting the support that they need and incentives to stick with the Harvard District, because we are just starting a very long journey, and it will behoove us to keep consistency and transparency and communication and clarity of roles between all the staff members, and I see that we're going in that direction, and so that's really, really pleasing. And congratulations to Chris Mickelson.
So I couldn't, don't have a whole lot more to add than what these fine folks have said, but I am always impressed with all of you, not just from a professional staff, but your ethics, your desire, your concern for our constituents and our local community, and your ethics, and always striving to do the right thing. And not just the right thing for you or your friends or your buddies, or, to do the right thing for our community. And I'm proud of you. I'm damn proud of you. And so I really appreciate it. Makes our job a lot easier. And I think we all appreciate you for the work you do. All of you. I mean, even you, Ryan. sorry. So I am looking forward to this. Congratulations, Chris. I think this district has changed tremendously in the time that I've been on it. And I don't think that's going to even compare for what's going to happen in the next 10 years. This place is not going to be the same. And we're going to all grow tremendously. And it's going to be interesting to keep it us with what we've got planned. So I look forward to that, and look forward to helping and working with Chris and Raw and Ryan and not Larry. And you, Mindy. the quiet one in the back always does the most work. And I think we recognize that as well. And not that you're quiet either. Sorry.
you want me to cut you off here?
I just was going to name you the new Pat until I started rambling. All right, so I have a motion and a second. I'm going to take it to the audience. Anybody from the audience care to speak on this item? All right, I'm going to bring it back to us for a vote. All in favor, please signify by saying yes or aye.
Yes or aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Congratulations, Chris.
Thank you.
You're gainfully employed again.
now the fun begins. See what you got yourself into.
Future agenda items. Do we have any future agenda items? I'd like to hear where our status is with Dutton Miffler. Jane and folks. I'd like a status update.
Moffitt Nickel.
I call him Duff Stuff.
Which part of it are you interested in?
Well, just a status report on where we're at in the process with their timeline, and how they're doing, where we're at. Because we haven't heard anything about the project or from them in several months.
So just for clarity, you're looking for a status report on the project?
Yes.
On the Moffitt Nickel consultant or?
No, on the project. The process through the project timeline. Where are we at on the timeline, the funding, the tasks associated with that? I'm not sure they need to be here. Maybe they should be here for our December meeting. I definitely would like an update from them. Is that possible?
Sure, yeah.
When are we going to Shelter Cove again? We keep bringing that up every once in a while. We have a Shelter Cove meeting.
We'll be breaking a champagne bottle down there before long.
So. Should we go before or after? Or during? Both? Let's go. Let's plan a meeting in Shelter Cove.
As long as they're not breaking them over us.
Larry should have one more trip down there.
Yeah.
Let's plan on doing it next month or the month after. So this is September, October. Doing our October meeting in Shelter Cove.
Okay. I'll coordinate with the RID. To see about getting the space. And would you like that to be a regular meeting or a special meeting?
I think a regular meeting would be fine.
Okay, so we'll cancel, we'll reschedule the meeting here and do a change of venue on the Shelter Cove.
Okay. Yeah. Tell them we'll buy them dinner. That's an inside joke, isn't it, Aaron? All right.
I would like to see on a future agenda a follow-up on the communications and reports correspondence received tonight, where we had the report by the Yurok Tribal Court and letter from Joe James from the Yurok Tribe and letter from Surfrider. And I appreciate that the district responded to those. Larry, and you alluded to that. I didn't see the response in my packet. Did I miss that? In the packet?
No, but I can send that to you. I probably should have done that, is that it was in the Las Cosas Outpost. They published the entire letter, but I'll send you the letter.
They did. Okay.
You sent the letter to
I think all of us.
I did, but I can resend it.
I just missed it. I can review.
Yeah, I can
review my email. I just think
a report of that situation would be nice.
Yeah, I think that warrants of some time for. In front of the public to respond as well. It's great that we're putting it out in multiple ways, but I think those are concerns enough to not just the Indigenous community, but to others in the community that it might be worthwhile to really, to spend the time to just get a more in-depth report on that. And this is a side issue of that, but there is a recommendation for us to reconsider our relationship with Crowley, and I'm looking for an opportunity to speak about that as a board in a more formal way.
Yeah. Can I ask something before?
We have three cruise ships coming in all before our next meeting. So September 27th, October 2nd, and October 7th. So if you want any details on that, talk to me about it. The information is on the website, but we're having welcoming parties for all the ships. So come on down and participate and help us welcome people to our community.
That's great.
Yeah, and we had that... I guess it was technically called a canoe or a sailing canoe from the Polynesian sailing canoe from out of Hawaii. It was here for a couple of days. So it's good to go down and see that. That was pretty cool. Chair, I'm likely going to be out of town for our October meeting. We can talk maybe offline.
That's going to be out of town also.
About schedules. Yeah.
Can we change the date on our
meeting? Possibly. Do you want to try and do that? You want to try and hammer that out now or just like over the next, over email?
Probably. Do that through email. Just pass on here too, because I have no problem changing the date, and I don't know when what's going to work for the RID either. So
yeah, I'll check what the availability with RID, and then I'll circulate that with the board on what the availability of their room is.
And we may be gone the first week of October as well, but he is for sure. But are you gone for the week or are you?
No, I'm leaving that evening. Okay. I was planning on going to Sacramento like.
Well, it's halfway there.
Midday, yeah. maybe my family will want to drive down to like Shelter Cove on the way to Sacramento, going with the family.
We're leaving the parking lot, Redway.
Yeah.
I'll be back in a few hours. All right, so we are about ready to adjourn. Any other comments for the good of the nature of the club? We're out. Congratulations, Chris.
Congratulations.